Good morning and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. Yes, dare to be all you can be, dare to be. We know all of those phrases. Dare to live a life of liberation. That's what we're about. That's what we envision. That's what it's part of our visioning process, part of our statement of who we are and what we're about. And I'm here to remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity, so am I, and so it is. And in that truth, I want to welcome you and let you know we celebrate you. We celebrate you because we know who you are. You are an expression of the divine, individualized and living your own perfectly and individual life according to your makeup, according to your desires, according to the best idea you have of yourself at this time. And we celebrate that. We celebrate who you are. We celebrate the ways in which you identify yourself, whether that's racial, ethnic, sexual identity, all of those things. We welcome you and we're glad you're part of this meeting today. So whether you're watching on Zoom or you're watching through one of our other platforms, just know that we welcome you and we reach out with our hearts and minds to incorporate and bring you in. To tell you more about who we are, these are our Declaration of Principles. I believe in one God, one absolute power, and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love and creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. That's a bit of who we are. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. Our practitioners are folks who have studied the science of mind, have studied this teaching, and have demonstrated that they're able to put these ideas of changing our minds into practice for themselves as well as for others. They're licensed because as a demonstration of our confidence and their ability to do that. Today, we have a licensed practitioner with us who is part of our leadership team, and that is Doug Moody. Take it away, Doug.
Good morning, Spiritual Living Midtown Atlanta and beyond. And thank you, Dr. Bob Dean. It's a treat to be with everyone this morning. I was particularly intrigued with this week's topic that we're going to be hearing more from Dr. Bob Dean, is your commitment greater than your resistance? When we're trying to impact change in whatever challenge that we might be facing or area in our lives, we're talking about the C word today. And there's a lot of stuff that comes up about that. But I found a quote from Ernest Holmes, and I thought it was really wonderful in putting all of this in perspective. And Ernest Holmes says, "Move forward. Think only about your dream and never think about what you do not want." And so in talking about this resistance that might be holding us back from achieving our desired goals and dreams, I found another quote from Billy Cox that says, "Life will only change when you become more committed to your dreams than you are to your comfort zone." And I realized in that quote that comfort zone is maybe another way of describing resistance. When you look at it, the brain prefers to rely on old habits rather than form new ones. And I think those old habits are pretty clearly our comfort zone, right? But there's several things we can do. We have to habitually repeat a new process before it comes embedded in our long-term memory. So the challenge is to keep that repetition fresh and keep it from getting boring. And that way, the motivation centers inside our brain can help drive us forward to help us reach our goal. So in short, we have to overcome our brain's natural laziness, but we can do this because we are clearly mental scientists. Our teaching is called Science of the Mind. So we know through spiritual mind treatment, through meditation, these are all ways that we can expand that vision that we each form for ourselves. So the ways we can do this is just change things up. Get out of your routine. Get out of that comfort zone. Make something interesting. And if you find you're getting bogged down or that little voice of resistance is kind of nagging at you again, just take a 60-second pleasure break and allow yourself a little space, maybe a little affirmation, and you can get right back to it. And if you're finding you might have some challenges or might need some help with this, we have an excellent team of practitioners here at Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown Atlanta. Contact us through our website and see if you can get a practitioner. There'll be a practitioner there somewhere who will be able and excited to help you with your challenge and maybe put it in a frame and help pull it out so that you can accomplish the things in your life that you wish to. So I think all of that's really exciting and fun. And there's always something to be done and always something to work on in our lives. And it's through having this willingness and this courage, this faith to go outside the box and know that everything is going to be okay, that you have everything you need already within you to transcend your challenge. That's what faith does. And that's what we're here to do and support you in doing in your life. So if you will now, please join me in affirmative prayer. I'm going to say this in the first person. You can accept what you wish and what resonates with you. And if something doesn't resonate with you, just kind of let it go. It's not that big a deal. But I'm going to ask each of you to just get comfortable in your seats where you are. And just take a deep breath and relax and let's know this together. There's one power, one infinite intelligence, one source of divine wisdom that is always moving in, through, and as me in each, right now and always. And I and each are one with this infinite power, this wisdom, this power that has created everything in nature that we see around us. And just as things around us change and the world changes and nature changes, we have the power to change too. And the power to change comes through recognizing this incredible potential that is always within me and always within you. Today, I'm going to know that I am one with this power, and so are each of you. We are in one with the power of all creation, and we use this same power of creation to transcend any challenge we face in our lives. Today, I claim divine faith, divine wisdom, divine love, divine right action, all guiding me in all towards a greater expression of life. I know that I have the power to get outside of my comfort zone and transcend any challenge or any new desire, anything that I wish to make happen in my life. My faith and the wisdom within guides me assuredly towards this goal each and every second of every day. And I never give up on it. I always keep the light on it. I keep the focus on what I want. And I let the rest go because it really doesn't matter. Knowing this, I am grateful for this spirit of life, for this infinite power and wisdom that lives through and as me in each. I'm grateful for this teaching, for this center, for the wonderful message of inspiration and power that it sends to each and all of us. I'm grateful for this teaching and all the wonderful truths it reminds me of when we come together on Sundays like today. And knowing this, I release my word into the universal law, knowing it is done. I simply let go and I let God, and it is wonderful. And so are you. and so it is. We've got a special piece of music this morning from one of my favorite Empower music artists, Faith Rivera. She's a New Thought musician. And the title of the song this morning is called No Resistance. And this is a great little affirmation. When I was talking earlier about one of those pleasure breaks, when you hear that little voice kind of nagging at you, no, don't get out of bed to work out early this morning. Simply just remember, no resistance. Thank you.
No resistance to you. Do with me what you will. Oh, yeah. Learn and go in the flow of things. No resistance to you. No resistance to you. No resistance to you. Been short on time these passing days. Can't seem to get them dishes done. Feels like my probe is my true home. I eat cheeseburgers on the run. To you, do with me what you will. Oh, yeah, learn to go in the flow of things. No resistance to you. Oh, no, no resistance to you. No resistance to you.
No resistance, no resistance, no resistance to you.
No resistance. Well, when I first saw the title, I didn't think much about it, because we get these titles, which I choose whether or not to use the ones from Home Office. And I thought this month's theme of Pulled by Our Vision is really powerful. And I didn't pay much attention to today's talk until it was time to start putting it together. And when I got to it earlier this week, I was like, really not happy. No, resistance. Why do we have to talk about resistance? Why do we even have to think about resistance? I am not wanting to do that. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I don't want any part of it. I've been running into it all week long, and I am going through enough of it just in my everyday life without talking about it. And of course, I realized pretty soon after that that I was manifesting exactly the reason why I need to talk about it, and we should be looking at it and thinking about it. Because it does have a way of creeping in. Part of my reaction was due to the fact that I had a refrigerator full of good food that was going to go to waste if I didn't cook it soon. And my floor needed to be vacuumed and a few other things I had postponed and put off while I was enjoying other things. And, I just was like resistance. I heard my mother's voice coming out of the kitchen when I was about 14. Bobby Dean, if you know what's good for you, you'll get in here and take this trash out now. Now, it was like 30 steps from the back door where the trash can was stacked in the kitchen out to where the outside trash can was. Was not an effort that required a great deal of energy or putting forward anything. But for some reason, my answer was always the same. In a minute. Maybe you have some similar experiences in your life where resistance for no apparent reason just seemed to be the better way to go. It was like if I waited 5 minutes and then went, I was doing it on my terms and not because I had agreed to, or it was a commitment or it was a chore or whatever. Who knows what the real reason was? What was really true and far truer and more profound than my mother realized, I think, at the time, is that if I knew what was good for me, I would step past my resistance. Not because it's a threat, not because anybody's going to do anything to me, but simply because it makes life so much smoother and easier. And yet not like, you may remember the Star Trek show a while back, Resistance is Futile, when the Borg showed up and started assimilating everything and everyone. Resistance does not mean that their non-resistance does not mean that we give up our individuality or we stop being the amazing individual beings and people that we are. But rather it's, I think what happens when we start to get into resistance is that we have an idea and a vision of ourselves, of who we are and what we want to become. And the very best idea of ourselves is what we're talking about here all the time, the vision that's pulling you. And with that pulling you, it's a matter of going into rather comparative thinking or probability thinking instead of possibility thinking. And when we go into probability thinking, what happens is we start measuring what we're being pulled toward, what we're being call to or feel the urge to become, we start measuring that against what's happened in the past. Well, it probably won't work. And with the talk in particular, well, I probably won't have a talk that'll make any sense to anybody. Or I probably will have a hard time coming up with something. Or I'll probably. And probably then becomes based on our past experience and our past efforts. And that creates that resistance to moving forward. Rather than realizing what we know and what we believe in this truth principle teaching that we're part of is that the direct revelation of life, the direct revelation of God, if you please, is available to each and every one of us. And that is what pulls us forward. That is the vision of ourselves that, that comes to us and that we have access to. We don't have to go anywhere or get a mediator or anything in between. We simply have to listen to our intuition. We have to listen to who and what we are to be pulled by our vision. So here's the vision that comes from Centers for Spiritual Living. It's a collective vision that was put together by quite a number of people who helped to write it. And it says, we envision humanity awakening to its spiritual magnificence and discovering the creative power of thought, a world where each and every person discovers his or her, their own personal power and ability to create an individual life that works within a world that works for everyone. And I would add works for everyone according to their own understanding of it. Well, I rewrote that a little bit, and it says this in my rewrite. It says, we envision you awakening to your spiritual magnificence and discovering the creative power of thought that you are. In a world where you and yours discover your personal power and ability to create your individual life that works within a world that works for you and everyone. It helps me always with these kind of large visionary statements to bring it down to me and make it right, make it personal, make it more accessible. See, we believe that you have within you the innate ability to have the life of your desires and dreams and to create a life that works for you and works for and does that in a way that also works for everyone else, that you don't have to sacrifice other people's good in order to have your own. That's where the real power is. Resistance is kind of like a boat anchored in the wind. Have you ever seen a sailboat? I grew up in Florida. We saw boats all the time. But if you, or maybe you've been in a boat where you were anchored in fishing or anchored in doing something and the wind was really strong and the boat is fishtailing on the anchor rope. Only if the wind is strong enough, the anchor will begin to slide along the bottom and you can find yourself running up against all sorts of rocks and all sorts of problems that you hadn't anticipated. Huh. Frances Scovel Shinn says, she was a metaphysician in the last century, and she lived in Philadelphia and was quite well known and a very powerful healer and teacher. She says that resistance is hell. End of discussion. Capital H hell. It's hell because it creates, it leads to a state of torment. Right? I was tormented in those days about that silly trash. All it would have taken, I said that to myself and I had other people say it to me, my mother mostly. Just get up and go do the trash. Take it out. Throw it away. It'll all be fine. And yet I torment myself with that. Did then. We torment ourselves with the things we think we ought to do so that they become so big and so loud and so intrusive that we do indeed torment ourselves. And as Murphy says, he was another of those earlier generation metaphysicians. He said, if you set a resistance up in your mind to the flow of life through you, this emotional congestion will get snarled up in your subconscious mind and cause all kinds of negative conditions. Hell. And so often, it's simply a matter of choosing otherwise, turning around, in the case of the sailboat, lifting the anchor and setting sail in the direction you want to go. In the case of the trash, just taking it out and being done with it and not having to think about it for a couple of days. In the case of clearing out your house and making it just the way you want it, it's just a matter of picking up one thing at a time and starting to look at it and starting to do something with it. So we're pulled by our vision. You know, the caterpillar looks forward to being a butterfly. It goes into the cocoon that it builds around itself and liquefies. And all of its characteristics that look like they were are transformed until it's strong enough to break out of the cocoon and sit on the leaf, spread its wings, let the air dry it a bit. I don't know. I haven't talked to any butterflies, so I'm not sure. But I don't know of a single butterfly that sits around and whines and laments the fact that it's no longer a caterpillar. I miss crawling around. I don't want to fly. I knew how to crawl. What if I fall? What if a bird snatches me up while I'm flying around? What if? Nope. They just do it. After they dry it out a bit, they spread their wings and they go. You and I have the same capacity and ability within us. As we answer the question within ourselves, what is spirit's latest and greatest idea of itself as me? And then we have a chance because we can be quiet and we can listen. And we can feel what is urging you forward. What is pushing you towards something? What is drawing you towards some better idea of yourself? What is it you want to experience? What is it there's an intuitive sense that if you experience would feel greater and a greater expression of you? You know, my name, according to the metaphysical name books, stands for Wandering Prophet. That's been my life experience to a great extent. I mean, I've wandered all over the country and I've wandered around other parts of the world. But the wandering has been more about an internal wandering through exploring spiritual ideas, exploring spiritual patterns and spiritual belief systems, and exploring them for their truth and their power and what works and what doesn't work and how to incorporate and use them. So I've been wandering for a long time. And any time I have denied and denounced that idea, if I've resisted, don't go wandering around in your head. Don't read that new book. You know enough already. You got all the stuff you can possibly need to speak and teach classes and do all the things you need to do. As soon as I do that and drop anchor somewhere in some world of thought, the wind starts to blow and I start to fishtail, and all of a sudden I'm spinning around in my living room saying, but I don't want to talk about that. Whereas in truth, the adventures I have been called upon and called to and drawn toward have never been anything imposed upon me as if it was some punishment or something I have to sacrifice for. It's always been a call to greater joy, to greater good, to greater freedom, to greater life and greater loving. Some years ago, I had a children's book called The Bear That Wanted to Be a Bear. And it was all about a bear that came and lived with the family because he wandered out of the woods before it was time to be done hibernating. And after learning to wear clothes and doing all the going to school and all these things, finally, at some point, he said, you know, I just want to be a bear. So he ran off back into the woods and everybody celebrated. We just want to be the free, spirited, alive, and joyful beings we are created to be. And the visions that call us are visions toward that full expression of ourselves. See, and here's the real good news. Holmes talks about this in a book where he says that the good news is, but it is our faith that carries us forward. If we had to create the energy, to energize the energy to do all of this, if you had to energize the energy to make it happen, that energizing of the energy would take too much energy and we would never get anything done. But if we relax into the flow, if we settle, if we accept, and here it comes, the S word, surrender. Surrender to the flow of our greatest good. Commit to the flow of our greatest good. It's an easy path. It doesn't require creating any kind of energy or trying to muster up willpower or fight against anything. It is simply a matter of allowing spirit and God, which is your nature already. That's what you're made of. You're made of God stuff. You're made of spirit stuff. There is nothing separate or different or separated from you, or nor are you separated in any way from it. No matter how much that may feel like that at times, and how depressed and sad or upset or angry we may get, all of that is just part of the resistance. Because the truth is, you are by nature designed to be in the very flow of life, flowing forward toward your greatest good, according to your idea of it, spirit's idea of it, your intuitive sense of what it might be. Now, the cool thing about all of this is that when we do that, when we start to move through that, we find ourselves often being transformed in the sense of changing into a better version of ourselves, or a version that is more in tune with who we really are. I doubt the butterfly remembers the caterpillar. I tried to write a cartoon about that, something about the caterpillar whining because he's not yet a butterfly, and the butterfly looking in the window saying, "What's a caterpillar?" Once that transformation begins to happen, you may not even be able to remember the detail of what it felt like in pre-transformation, to remember what it felt like to believe you were separate from the power of life flowing through you, to believe that somehow God was waiting for you to mess up so you could be punished, or waiting for you to get it right in some way so that you could be rewarded. That's not the God I know or understand. The God I know and understand is in the very essence of life, and it is that which flows through us and is part of you right here and right now. So what do? When you get an idea, when you get a sense, an intuitive nudging toward that vision of yourself, you start affirming it. As Doug read, you start thinking about the positive, start thinking about what you will become, what you are becoming, rather than what could be standing in your way, or what is the opposite of that. I've always had a problem with decision-making because all I could think about was, if I choose this, man, it'd be great. But then I had to give up that. Even though most of the time what I have given up in my choices is not anything that would serve me well anyway. But I still somehow felt like I had to spend some time with it. We don't need to spend any time with it. We spend time with, what is the idea of your vision? How would you name it? What would you call it? For me, it's the new adventure. I'm envisioning a new adventure. It's not about moving or leaving or going anywhere else. It's about the new adventure in consciousness. I love traveling back and forth and spending time with folks in Mexico. So I'm learning Spanish. That's a new adventure. I only speak Southern and a little bit of English. So Spanish has been a real challenge. But it's a great fun challenge because when I try my little bits of Spanish with someone who speaks it well, they're just so thrilled that I'm trying at least. That it brings joy to me and joy to them and joy to the whole experience. And that really is what I'm called to. It's creating more and greater joy for all of us. So getting the vision, naming it, and then creating thoughts and ideas that repeatedly and constantly support it. Affirmations. If your vision is to be more prosperous and to have a greater, fuller life in terms of financials, then affirming prosperity is what you and who you are. You know, you are a prosperity of being right now. You don't have to do anything or go anywhere to create that. You have billions of microorganisms living within you that aren't even part of you. Don't think about that too much. You might get grossed out. The truth is, without those, we wouldn't even be alive as who we are. You couldn't digest your food. You couldn't process the antigen, poisons and things are in the air and in the food we eat. All of that is there to protect and guide us through the process. You are a prosperity of ideas. You are a prosperity of good experiences. End your day every day in gratitude for the good things that you've happened that have happened and the good ways in which more and more good has come to you. The prosperity of good, a prosperity of blessing, a prosperity of celebration. And yes, a prosperity of money. That's not an afterthought. But sometimes I think it helps for us to get the idea that, get in this idea that the flow of prosperity is includes money and very much so, but it is bigger than that. And we don't go right to what prosperity is about how much money I have in the bank. It has very little to do with how much money you have in the bank. And everything to do with what your consciousness believes and says about your prosperity. If you believe you're prosperous and you know you're prosperous, you will have the activities and the events and the freedom that prosperity brings. Whether you have the dollars and cents in the bank to support it or not, it will still come to you and it will still flow through you and you will be part of it. And I just use prosperity as an example. If you see yourself as becoming the person with the dreams, the person that can lead other people, the person who can build relationships in a way that can cross the barriers that we are seeing so big and so strong in our world right now, those barriers of hate and discouragement and putting each other down and demanding that we be more like each other. If you see yourself to be that person, then you must know yourself to be embracing all people. Namaste. Blessing them, seeing them as the very essence of God, having a separate and individualized experience, however different it may be from yours. Doesn't mean you need to give yours away or not stand in your truth. It just means you need to not make them wrong for being in their truth. So whatever this vision is you're called, if you're called to a company or called to creating some products or some way to be in the world or a job, get the vision of it, name it, and start affirming it as already belonging to you. And you already belonging to it. That's the commitment. That's the commitment to the vision, the commitment to the newness, the commitment to the next thing. So, my friendly butterflies. Oh, I would like to. I will report to you that all the food in the refrigerator is cooked before it's spoiled. The floor is vacuumed and the talk's done. So, in spite of my resistance, I made the decision to shift out of that into the positive energy of getting life done and of letting life get done through me. I didn't have to create that energy. I just surrendered to it. Got off the couch and went and did what there was to do next. So in our closing, and this is a kind of a call to action, I have some questions for you. Are you willing to trust that which already made you perfect, do you trust it to manifest itself as an even greater expression of life as you, and a greater expression than you can yet imagine? Can you trust this power that has already created you perfect to bring you forward into a greater expression of that perfection and beauty? Are you willing to move from probability to possibility in your thinking? And that's a choice that's made over and over again. Are you willing to lift up your anchor to surrender control and to dive in the depths of your greater yet to be? Join me, if you will, in a few moments of silence. I move into this time recognizing that I have already dived in. I'm immersed in, surrounded by, filled with an energy, a spirit, a consciousness that has allowed everything that is to be formed out of itself, that it has created the impetus, the substance, the thing that happens, including me. This power, this life, this energy, this God is expressing itself right now as me, and it always has. So that now in this moment, I embrace with gratitude that reality. And I take a moment to allow those intuitive nudges that are moving me forward into what is the possibility for me. What is the possibility of God being the very greatest expression of itself as me that it has ever been, or that I have ever experienced it to be? Can I move into this possibility, dragging no anchors with me, only letting love guide me and support me? I let that vision flow through me. By action of this treatment, I leave behind all of those what ifs and what if nots and how it ought to be and probability thought. And I move fully into possibility thinking, fully into recognizing it is not only possible, but it is my birthright to have and to live in this flow of life at its best. And it's the same birthright for all beings. And so with gratitude that this is the way life is, this is where I live, this is how I live, and that this is true, what is available to all of us, as we are creating a world that works for everyone. And in this gratitude, I can release this now, knowing it is said, it is done, the word is spoken, and it is complete for now. I let it be, and so it is. And now to share a little more with us about prosperity and about your participation in the prosperity of this center is Vance Blue, one of our board members.
Hey, everybody. Thanks, Dr. Bob, for that great talk this morning. And yeah, as you got into the prosperity, I thought about all the different kinds of prosperity that we have in our lives, and sharing how prosperous the center is with all the support that we get from everyone that comes on Sunday or throughout the week when they see us on different platforms. So if you would with me say the affirmation of prosperity that we've got, I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And there's a link to donate there. And also we've got coming up next Sunday, Reverend Bob will be talking on Free Your Mind and the Rest Will Follow. And mark your calendar for the social event we've got coming up on the 25th after from 5 to 7 at 26 Thai. So check on the website for that and look in the email and the newsletter for that. And then we got some more announcements right after this.
And it's time for everybody's favorite fun game, announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week, letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sunday is our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book every Sunday. 12 noon Sundays, our community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services. And 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website. Join us on any of our Zoom opportunities throughout the week. And while you're with us, be sure to connect with one of our professional practitioners. These are folks that are highly trained to support you along your spiritual journey. You can learn more on our website about our professional practitioners. Just head over to cslmidtown.org, click on About and Practitioners. Then you'll see their bios and a way to reach them and learn a little bit more about each of them. And please send us your prayer requests. Click on the Home tab and look for Affirmative Treatment Prayer Requests. Fill out the form, send it off, and get our professional practitioners praying for you each and every day.
All right. Thank you, Doug. And thank you, Vance, for participation and for all that you contribute to this event every week. And thank you, Robert Brzezinski, for that wonderful video that we're seeing for the first time. Thank you so much. So as we close and as we move from here, we move from this place with a greater knowing than we had before. So join me in the affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that moves through me. And so it is. See you next week.